to my life. I can take a wild guess. You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
Is the lighter side or the dark side?
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do, man? What did you do?
Yes, it is the lighter side of the dark side at our new home at Skid Row Studios.
Ow.
Oh, this is so exciting. Isn't this nice?
This is nice.
It's a real studio. I like it.
I like it. It's awesome.
It's welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. I think we have a lot of new listeners, a lot of new watchers. So let me introduce myself again.
Do it.
I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Make people laugh and be depressed at the same time. Trust me, you're going to have both those emotions during this show. And you should be looking at what I'm looking at right now.
Meow.
Yes. Never one to take the attention away from her. We have Josie Cat, my beautiful co-host.
Hello, Dark Minions.
I was going to ask you to say hello to the Dark Minions, and you beat me to it.
I did.
Yes.
I do that sometimes.
Josie Cat, who actually has her hair in a very unique style I've never seen, seems to be inspired by our other guest, who was just featured in Gothic Beauty Magazine. That's Gothic Beauty Magazine right there. As opposed to, actually, I didn't tell you, Hillary, I'm going to be featured in Gothic, he's all right, magazine.
I'm Beauty?
Yeah. He's okay, nothing special magazine. I'm going to be in there next month.
Not so pretty.
Not so pretty magazine, but a beautiful, beautiful Hillary Bronner of Hillary's Vanity.
Hi.
Our new sponsor.
Yes, I'm very excited to be a sponsor of the show.
Oh, please. You want to make sure and talk to the mic. Get that mic closer.
Sorry.
Pretend
it's me
huge,
behind the mic.
Well, then you won't get close to it at all.
Pretend it's...
I'll be over here. No.
But Hillary, we got so much to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Beautiful, sexy, interesting, funny. But enough about me. Josie, you know what it's time for right now. And Hillary, we will get back to you. These two need attention like you wouldn't believe. I know both these women far too much. Josie, you know what it's time for?
What? Let me guess.
It's the Josie Hollywood Report.
The Hollywood Report.
But wait, it's a new studio.
Wait,
it's a new show.
We haven't been around for 2 weeks. I forgot what.
But you know what? You know what, Josie? We have a new theme song for the Hollywood Report.
We do. Is it just for me?
Maybe. And if that whiny screeching on that song sounds familiar,
a little.
That's Josie Cat with her former band, or still band,
Pissant
from their album Your Best Sucks.
Two bands now.
We're going to talk. That's part of the Hollywood Report, which I got on Amazon for one penny, and it was well worth it. Josie, what's going on in Hollywood this week or these last 3 weeks?
Two and a half weeks. Okay.
Remember we had a clown. We had big buff bodybuilders last time.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was a good.
Did you hook up with?
No. I made that mistake once already with one of the guests.
We know all about that, but
didn't go over too well.
Yeah. So
I'll leave the guests alone.
Yeah, and the guests have left me alone, oddly enough. But what's been going on in Hollywood?
That's your life.
What's been going on? Thanks. Thanks for the reminder. This is what happens, Hillary. This is the banter. I don't even know if we'll get to you. We'll just be bagging on each other. We got 2.5 weeks of bagging on each other. I saw you at Eli's party.
I know. That was fun.
Yes.
That was a fun party. Michael Simmons driving his car up on the lawn. Love that. Way to go, Michael.
Wasn't that fun? Did you hear about that?
No.
You know Eli Brooks, who was in our...
Yes.
He had a party. I don't know where you were. It was they had a jumper house, like a little jumper thing for
kids.
When
was this?
A couple weeks ago.
Josie
didn't invite you.
I've been getting ready for Vanity Vendors. I've been just so busy.
So Michael Simmons, who the Fetish Film Festival, right?
Yes. He's my boss for the Fetish Film Festival.
Yeah. You got a lot of bosses.
I know.
And
I know.
So he got drunk and drove his car on the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And
get it on YouTube?
I took a photo. I had Rust Baron go take a photo.
And then you tried to, what are those photos? He took a lot of good ones, and I never had. He always takes pictures of me with like 10 hot chicks, and I don't see
him
until like 6 months later, uh-huh. And then like, half of them are dead.
No one. What are you doing to them?
Or half of them aren't speaking to me.
Exactly.
Anyway, so
we know you too well.
Yeah, I guess so. And then the next night we went to saw you at Bar Sinister.
I couldn't get rid of you. I can never get rid of you.
Please, you're the one who's stalking me. First is Dave Navarro, and then because what happened at Eli's party? You tried to get in a spank contest with me, and who won?
I'll get you back for that.
See, every time we're out, she tries to spank me, and I keep spanking her back.
You always started.
Anyway, please. We're here to entertain, not bicker.
Okay. All right.
What else has been going on in Hollywood? The entire world wants to know.
Naughty in La La Land was fun.
Sponsored by Hustler magazine. What's Naughty in La La Land? I wasn't invited to this.
No, you weren't. A lot of porn stars were there, though. You missed out.
Really?
I know.
Thanks for the
invitation. Sounds right up your alley.
Exactly. Will you tell anybody what that was?
Too. Comedians.
It was at
comedians and porn.
Comedians
you really
and porn.
Lost
you really
out.
Missed out.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
Go on my Twitter and see more photos about that.
Yes, all the other comedians that got to sleep with porn stars.
Comedians that are known. Oh.
The Dark Mark Show. I got a podcast. Come on. Skid Row Studios. And by the way, if you'd like to call in and get in on this fun, 1-800-893-9562. I didn't read that off the wall. That's the number to call, 1-800-893-9562.
But the big news is
I'm
going to be filming my next video at Wasteland Weekend.
Really?
And tomorrow night, you're going to go to the Boulay Brothers?
Maybe. Is that
Black
an invitation?
Black Unicorn versus Wasteland.
Is that an invitation? Is that where you're going to be filming?
Tomorrow. No, that's...
Am I still going to be the king?
Pre-party.
Am I still going to be the king?
You are, but we're going to come back and film that here.
So. At Skid Row Studios?
No, not here. On a location.
Oh, okay.
We're doing pickup shots.
Well, there's more to it. There's news with you. You have a new band.
I have a new band. I'm going to be singing with Carrera.
Right. They've been around.
Working with Runway Magazine and Runway TV.
Right.
And Catwalk Magazine.
So, wow.
Selling
no wonder you were late today.
Yeah. It's starting to get pretty busy.
I guess so.
Looking at my schedule every night. There's something in the... Like, this is going to be my social life here.
Good. It's quite a social life. You get to hang out with Hillary Bronner.
I know.
Of Hillary's Vanity. Now, how long have you guys been knowing each other?
I don't think I've seen you two in the same room
at the same time. Not that you look anything
each other
alike.
Around.
Yeah. Now we need to hang out.
Yes. Definitely.
But Hillary.
I make lots of fun of him.
That's always a good time.
Yeah. I don't even know when I met you, Hillary. I met you so long ago. I'm sure I asked you out in a very... odd way.
I have memories of you at Hell.
Right. We used to go to Club Hell a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's when I first met you, and I think I'd hit on you in the most atrocious way, as I usually do.
As always.
Not always. Sometimes I'm smooth.
Okay.
Sometimes. Once in a while, I the stars align, and I have a pretty good smooth thing.
I remember one time being very drunk and running up to you and biting you, and you just looking at me like, what the fuck just happened? Am I allowed to cuss?
You can cuss all you want. Okay. Please. We encourage cussing.
Okay.
Yes. I wouldn't have Josie Nightcat on this show unless she would, use her own potty mouth.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was like, what the fuck? You just bit me? And what prompted you to bite me?
I have no idea.
Well, not other than the fact how tasty I am.
Maybe that was it.
Right. So, but Hillary, back, I know we go back Club Hell quite a few years and... Mm-hmm. But I, you just sort of like, you were always there. Like Hillary's always there.
I had my own room at the Ivar.
Right.
For my bending. So.
Right. But you were always there. I mean, ever since I've sort of popped into the scene, which I don't even know if I'm really in the scene, you're always there.
I consider you in the scene.
Okay, I'm in the scene. But I mean,
you're one of the people I look for at a party.
I know. Trust me, I can't tell you how many parties she's come up to me like, I'm so bored. I'm so
bored.
You're
not supposed to tell people.
No, I didn't say who you're bored with. I'm just saying, I'm so bored. And then I liven it up, and you're like, oh.
You do liven it up.
And then you're like, oh, I'm going to go home with boring over here. I'll see you later. That's usually my things with Hillary. Have you ever been to Hillary's Vanity, their quarterly parties at the warehouse?
It's this weekend, right?
Yeah, this weekend.
I'm so bummed out. I'm going to miss it. I'm going on a shoot on location in Big Bear. I'm not going to be back till Tuesday.
You're going to miss the Vandy Punch.
I know. There's a lot going on this weekend I'm going to miss out on.
But you're modeling.
Yeah.
It's this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
You can give the address and get all the information.
21612 Marilla Street in Chatsworth. And if you go on Facebook, all the information's there blasted over and over again. So you can't miss it.
Hillary'sVanity.com.
Yes.
And Facebook, Hillary Vanity.
Facebook, backslash, I can't talk. / Hillary's Vanity.
And we're going to put it on our Tumblr. We have a Tumblr now.
Ooh, a Tumblr. I need to make one of
those. Fancy schmancy.
Fancy schmancy. I had to explain to Josie what a Tumblr was.
Yeah, but I'm not really sure either.
Yeah, so.
Sounds fancy.
No, you didn't.
I had to explain to you what a Twitter is. I had to explain to you what a disc was. I know you're not the most computer literate person in the world.
Right.
Yeah. No, you were the queen of MySpace. I know that.
I was.
Actually, I go back to Hillary to the MySpace days. We were MySpace friends before anything else. I was never your MySpace friend.
No, we weren't.
Yeah. And look where we are now.
Out of my 50,000, we weren't friends.
50,000 people following you and masturbating to your photos. I was not one of them. Because I was masturbating to Hillary's photos. But anyway, Hillary, as awkward a transition as that is, where are you from? I don't even know. Born and bred in L.A.? Or?
Yes, I'm the only one.
No, I am too.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that?
We totally need to hang out.
Born in North Hollywood.
You're born in North Hollywood. You're born in the Valley,
Northridge.
Too? Northridge.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap. A couple of Valley girls.
Yeah, born and raised.
Holy shit.
It's totally cool.
I got to go. This is too much for me.
We got to say a lot.
You do, trust me.
I know.
But so you're born in Northridge, and so did you start off as a model?
I started off as a hairdresser. I did cosmetology. I did hair, makeup, and wardrobe. I did alternative modeling, and then I started my clothing line. I actually started selling other people's clothes before I started my own in the clubs, as everyone knows.
Right. Alternative modeling means what? Porn?
No. I never did nudity. I did, gothic clothing, fetish clothing. You know.
For the right price, would that be something you'd consider?
No.
Not that I'm offering.
Yeah, how much you're offering. We'll negotiate later.
I was going to take care of your parking, so maybe I could buy her
a sandwich.
Buy a sandwich for you and your models tonight. Maybe that'll cover it.
Probably not.
Where's
the pizza?
Huh?
Pizza.
Yeah. Trust me, Josie, the last thing you need is pizza.
But fuck you. Fuck you. You should talk.
I was going to say, I should talk, please. I'm waiting, but begging me for pizza. What's the matter with you?
I was saying
if you two will nude model, I will buy your pizza.
Me. I'm lactose intolerant, so pizza doesn't do it for me.
All right. Salad?
It's not going to happen,
hamburger,
baby.
Hamburger?
I don't care what you offer.
So, okay.
When
did you start designing?
My line came out 5 years ago. I've been planning on this my whole life. This is what I've always wanted to do, and now I'm doing it, and I love every day of it.
So do you design the clothes and then have someone else make them, or do you make them also?
I design the clothes, and I have someone make them. I do make the hats and some of the accessory stuff, and I love it.
How long does it take to make one hat?
It depends. I usually start and stop a lot and do a little, then take a break.
How long did it take to make that hat?
This one took about 4 hours, 5 hours, depending on, if you count the breaks or not.
Because if it's going on your head, I know that there's a lot of man hours there.
Woman hours,
man hours. If it's going on Josie's head, 20 minutes.
That's a lot of man.
I actually have a new hat line that I'm going to be debuting in September. This is kind of like the sneak peek of one of them.
It's a Dark Marshall exclusive.
Yeah, this is the newest hat. This is from the new Damask line. This one is on the website already. The rest of the Damask line will be unveiled in September.
I think the camera's catching that. It looks nice. I like it.
Oh, I should stop shaking my chair then.
Oh, please. What, are you nervous?
No, I just... I'm.
You're shaking your chair.
It twirls.
It does twirl. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's twirling. Yeah. So,
apparently, there's a whole board of the sounds here, and there's one that says nutsack. I'm afraid to touch that.
Oh, touch it.
I have no
touch
idea
them.
What that is.
Touch
okay.
The touch it. Touch it.
Anyway, that's a nutsack.
That's a nutsack. That I'm was pretty
it.
Uneventful.
I didn't hear anything.
I might have to take off my gloves for that, but there you go. Oh.
Fuck you, Gail! Fuck!
Oh, that's a different one. Okay. Is that what I'm supposed to do? I thought it was
a And here's fight. The segment, Fun With Sounds.
No, here's the segment
I'm gonna
of...
I'm going to put my nutsack on your drum set, okay?
Here's a segment where I'm so used to tablets.
That wasn't very good. That
no, here's a segment a where one. I'm so used to tablets that I forgot that I should put a mouse and put it on the... the sound. I'm like touching the computer like an asshole, and there's a mouse right here. What I could just yeah. This is Josie okay. Katz.
They don't make pussy cats like they used to.
So that's Josie Katz.
Okay, we'll okay. keep away from the sound.
That's enough for the sound. That's just the here. Wait, one more.
Oh jeez.
Sexy here crowd. Sexy crowd cheer.
So we'll have to play that when the models come out.
I don't think we're going to be doing the sounds here at Skid Row Studios, but I appreciate
so
it, though. That was cool. It was a fun try. It was... Wait.
Now we just lost 10.
We just lost everybody with that evil laugh. Anyway, let's go back
the evil
to...
evil laugh was kind of cool.
Okay. That's the one that was all right. Hillary.
Yes.
Which designers did you like when you were growing up? What inspired you to be a designer?
What inspired me to be a designer? I love clothing. I love playing dress up. I love putting makeup on and
going. Were you a girly girl or were you a tomboy?
The girliest girl
no, this
ever.
Is a girly
I was
girl.
Born with a pink bow on my head. And I was like, does it have a bracelet to match?
And so you just love playing dress up and you I mean
yeah. And so as I got older, I wanted there to be, I've always found long skirts more attractive than short skirts. As everyone knows, most of my line is long skirts. I mm-hmm. do have some short skirts, and coming in September, there's going to be a new line of short skirts as well.
Ooh.
Lots of new stuff coming in September.
Look at my size? Or
Everything in my line comes extra small through 4X. So if yeah. you want to wear a short skirt, baby, I got you.
That's right. That's the good thing about Hillary's line. No matter what size you are, she's got you.
We're also reshooting the entire line in plus size. We've already started. And
hear that, Josie? I'm kidding. She's not plus size. I'm trying to
You're
make jokes. I'm making jokes. Come on. They're laughing in there. I'm kidding, Josie. You know I love you. I worship you. I'm so glad you're my co-host.
Watch it.
Hey, I've got the clown paddle, not you.
You know what? You stole those from Ruru.
No, she gave it to me. She gave them to you? She gave them to me.
Oh, God.
Because I was going to buy some.
Kill her for that.
I was going to buy some.
I'm going to kill her.
And she's like, I'll loan you this until you come over and buy some.
She sells them?
She works at a place that sells them. They're going to design one specially for me.
Oh, funny.
Well, you sell paddles and other things, too.
I do. I have a
Can
BDSM
you sell money. Me a really big paddle that will reach from here and I could just...
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Come to the warehouse. I'll hook you up so you can get him from across the table.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of having... Normally, you're right next to me, but the way the studio's set up, we want to see you a little better, so you're across from me.
I know. I can't slap you from here.
Well, there's always the spank train. We'll see what you can do.
Okay.
Anyway, so Hillary, so... Enough of our little banter, Hillary. So you play dress up, and now the goth scene, the reason I kind of fell into the goth scene, to be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
other than the fact...
Cover up your face.
By the way, I'm the comedian on the show, not her. But the reason I... That gold tooth is so gangsta. The reason I fell into the goth scene, two reasons. Other than the fact beautiful women like you two, all over the place. I met the two out there, but Josie, no, you are such beautiful women. Women like you. I dig women like you. And but also, I'm colorblind and I'm overweight.
Are you really colorblind?
I really am.
I did not know that.
Now you know. But so I'm colorblind. I'm overweight. So
now I'm going to fuck with you until you're wearing a red shirt all the time when I see you.
Well, that's the thing about the goth thing. Black on black on black. It's easy.
I'd be like, you messed up.
I'm wearing pink.
You're wearing an orange shirt.
By the way, this is the Dark Mark and the Ball Buster show tonight. but you, so you were, oh, high five. I'm getting ganged up here. But but your stuff is a lot more colorful than most goth clothing.
Yes. I do gothic, steampunk, and fetish, and it's a fusion of everything. Some of the pieces can be worn exclusively for the subcultures, but I got something for all the subcultures within the subculture.
It's very nice.
She has you covered.
She always does, but explain steampunk to me because I'm still vague on the concept. Everybody I ask has a different fucking definition of this.
Well, it's the more Edwardian, Victorian stuff, like the bustle skirts, mm-hmm. the slightly dressier stuff for the men, like the coats with the tails and right. the vests. And, you know, our steampunk hats have the gears and the clock parts on it. They're vintage.
Right. So
it's... It started with sci-fi in the books and the comic books and has it turned into, a whole movement.
Right.
And, you know, the fashion of it is fabulous.
Right. Because people are like, you know, that's when goth people discover there's other colors and they start wearing brown, that's steampunk. And then
strangely enough, in my steampunk line, there is only one brown hat. Well, two brown hats, but they're very similar.
And I went to New York and I went to the goth shows out there. It's all steampunk out there. And it was just weird because I first time I went to like a steampunk place, I had to have the guy like explain it to me. I'm like, well, and he's like, well, dude, here's the thing, man. We're like in the future, but electricity never been invented yet. And I'm like, this is too weird for me. I can't even fathom this. I just want to be depressed, wear black, get in the corner and cry. That's basically what I want to do.
Well, there's different levels of steampunk. There's the people who, you know, do the character, like the cosplay, you know, comic book people who, like, get really knee-deep in the, I have a character, this is where I come from, this is what I do. And then there's the people who are in it for the fashion, who just dress it, and, you know, there's all different levels, same way.
And what are you?
I am a clothing designer. I'm always me, no matter where I am. I don't make a character. I'm always me. I'm always promoting my clothes.
And what's this guy?
That's the Hillary's Vanity Bat.
Now,
I was going to ask you if that was your logo.
It is my logo.
I'm wearing a Hillary's Vanity tie today, a PVC tie, which is very nice, that I got at Hillary Vanity, one of your stores.
Yeah, at the one of the Vanity Vendor events.
I got this for $10. It normally sells for what? 50?
Yeah, like
that's
50.
A great deal.
Or like,
I was just going to ask you what your price points were too.
My price points range. The most expensive thing in the line is like $600, and the least expensive thing in the line is like $10. You know, and I do.
And guess what? Which one I got? The least expensive thing.
You also have a murder coat, though.
I do have a murder coat. We'll not see. You spoiled the surprise. Oh. I was going to come in with the anyway, but actually,
where are you going to model it?
Well,
you should model it.
You know what? It sounds like, I think we're almost ready for it. I think it might be time for a fashion show. What do you guys think, huh? Oh.
Should we have the sexy scream?
Sexy crowd cheer. We're going to have a fashion show, and I'm going to move over here. Okay, wait. I just touched the screen again like a fucking asshole. There you go.
Should I move?
I don't know. Should I move? Should I move too?
Oh.
Okay, we're staying.
Very nice. So what's this?
Okay, Colin's wearing a steam vest over a George's Tale shirt and a pair of leather surpants. The leather surpants actually come with a bondage strap that connects the legs together that's really used
mostly.
Can you
walk across one more time?
The bondage strap's really more for photo shoots than function. It's more of a, you know, fashion, not function bondage strap, but...
And show the tails. The tails are awesome on the shirt. And I love the big collar.
The shirt that he has also has the Hillary's Vanity snaps. It has the Hillary's Vanity logo on the snaps.
Nice.
And everything has pockets, very deep pockets.
Very deep pockets. Just like the spenders should. Right? We like people to spend.
Randy's wearing the Murder Collection in red. It comes in silver and in all black as well. There's also the matching jacket, the Murder Coat, which is the coat that Mark has that we were talking about. And there's a matching skirt as well that matches it. Everything in the Hillary's Vanity line has a girl matching and a boy matching piece. So,
oh, sweet.
So couples can be known when they walk into the club.
This is gorgeous.
Thank you. Erica's wearing the killer shirt over a Dawn waist cincher and a topping. The topping can be worn long the way that she's wearing it. I'm actually wearing a topping as well, short over my queen skirt. So that can be worn long or short, or short in the front, short in the back. And if you go to the website, there is pictures of it in all the 9,000 different ways you can wear it. And it also has
so
very deep pockets.
Too,
yeah,
right?
It has five different scrunchy things.
Oh, wow, this is so cool. There's little ties, yeah. So it can scrunch up. Mm-hmm. Really clever.
Kaden is wearing the Howard's Tales. Do another spin, babe. And the Dawn waist cincher with the queen skirt PVC.
And the hat. That's
one of the new steampunk hats.
Can you go up to the camera and tilt your head towards the camera? And the tails, once again,
the Howard's Tales shirt. And it's all available at www.hillarysvanity.com.
From head to toe, everything, correct?
Yep. And Benny is wearing the Ali bodice PVC and the V-skirt in our new pink and black with the pink and black bone hat. Go do a close-up with the hat, babe. Thank you.
And turn around so we can see the back. And it's scrunched up and it could go down.
Yes, it can be worn all the way down or all the way up. And then the topping piece that she's wearing could also be worn over that, although you wouldn't want to wear the red with the pink because it'd be a little clownish unless you're going to a clown party and that's what you want to do. Here comes Mark in the Murder Coat. And again, everything in the line is available extra small through 4X, and our corsets are available in size 18 through 42. No, 44. I lied. I'm sorry.
I just got a great suggestion that we turn my camera around over here and have everybody walk in front of us.
There you go. Now you're thinking.
Well, that's actually Jeremy's thing. And Hillary, the right in the corner there. Go back in the corner. And what is this again?
This is the V-skirt in pink and black with the Ali bodice and the bone hat.
That's very nice.
Oh, the bone hat.
Yeah, it has a skeleton on it. That's why it's called the bone hat. I also have bone jackets that have skeletons on them.
That's so cool.
Josie observant as always. Thank you. Hey, her name was...
Benny.
Thank you.
Kaden's wearing the Howard's Tales with the Dawn leather waist cincher and the queen skirt PVC and the steampunk hat and the pointed hat.
Okay.
Erica's wearing the topping red and black over a Dawn waist cincher and a A-Rider skirt and a killer shirt with the pointed red hat. Randy's wearing the murder vest and the murder pants. Everything's fully adjustable, and the pants have very nice pockets as well in the front and back. Colin's wearing the Sir Pants leather and the George's Tails and the steam vest black and white.
Very nice. All right. Cool. Hey, Mark, come back. Yoo-hoo. What are you doing?
My mind is thrown in.
You guys can have a seat if you'd like. Come join us. And right now, hey, good cue up. Happens to be my band. That usually doesn't happen, but I'm happy at home. So, how long does it take you to make one line? And what's your inspiration?
Well, it's all one line. All of the Hillary's Vanity line is all one line. I don't have, like, lines within the line. I tried that in the beginning, but it got a little too complicated, so I just have new pieces added to the Hillary's Vanity line. And as far as my inspiration, you know, as everybody knows, I go to the clubs every weekend, and I pay attention to what everybody's wearing, and when I'm places and I see something that is interesting, I always take pictures with my iPhone and go back to the pictures and...
Go to my
kitchen. You don't have to if you don't want to. It's okay. If you want to talk, go ahead.
Take it to the sketch pad.
So, do you draw your designs?
I do. I do a lot with the computer. I do a lot of drawing. It's, you know, the process. It takes a long time.
So, what was your inspiration for the murder line?
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, the murder line was one of my first pieces I did, and it was more of like motorcycles.
I know. She's
and,
coming, yeah.
You know, I like this. It's no secret I like guys with muscles. So I did, you know, I wanted to do shirtless, sleeveless, so.
Hillary, just, you see that?
That's why I made the jacket, baby.
Okay, we cut off the whips and chains, please.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Jeremy. Thank you. That's Jeremy from Skid Row Studios, and we do appreciate... I like this place. I don't think he's seen this much fabulousness in the studio at Skid Row Studios. I'm not sure if that's happened. But
he will from now on.
Apparently so, but because I'll be here. But Hillary, these are great questions. Now, how thrilled were you when you got that Gothic Beauty...
They contacted me and told me they wanted to do an article on me, and I was beside myself. I've been reading Gothic Beauty since it came out, and I was beside myself.
Because I was doing a lot of research, as I do with my female guests, and a lot of research. I went to your MySpace page, your Facebook page, and you say you haven't done any nudity, but I've seen a couple of pictures of you topless from the back.
Yeah, from the back.
You have some tattoos that I haven't seen or normally see. And this picture that's in Gothic Beauty, it's you ripping out a gentleman. Is that your heart? No, this is not you.
That's Scotty. He's one of my male models. He's on my website.
Yeah,
I like you're
ripping out. Oh no, Hillary's got a lot of man models.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
I have a full men's line. So
yes, she does. As you've seen. There was a real hot model in here that was before I think he left, but boy, that guy, that dude in the murder coat, that was a hot dude.
Yeah, he was.
He's a male
Where'd
model.
He go?
Where did he go?
he seems to have vanished. But anyway, so... but
I'm always trying to get more men into the show because it's always chicks.
Yes.
Which is fine. A lot of them are, you know, friends of mine.
And
awesome.
Soon-to-be friends, people that you come across that...
What are you doing?
Oh, that was a sexy crowd cheer that I accidentally...
You're excited about the men.
I was excited about the men.
Yeah.
But, so, Hillary, where does Hillary's Vanity go from here?
Well, when we leave the studio, we're going to go home.
Because you've been to DomCom.
That's where we met, was at DomCom.
Yes.
First time.
Well, the next big convention I'm doing, which I haven't done before, is the... it's in November. I can't think of the name of it.
the Dark Mark birthday show? No.
No.
Oh, my birthday's in November.
Your birthday's in November?
Yes, it is. I'm a Scorpio.
The Stan Lee convention. Kamikaze. Thank you.
Kamikaze. Okay.
Yeah.
So. And also Monsterpalooza, too.
I don't have a booth at Monsterpalooza, but I do have one at Kamikaze this year.
Cool.
So where's Kamikaze?
I don't. It's in LA. I know that.
The comic book nerds must go crazy over you.
Well, we did Comic-Con before, so yeah, we've done comic book conventions in the past. We do WonderCon every year. So yeah, comic book conventions are fun.
Yeah, and then you went to Hedonism this year.
Yes, I was one of the candidates for Fetish Queen of the Universe.
Of the universe.
Of the universe.
Damn.
Yep, and at Hedonism.
Holy shit. Yeah, Josie won Fetish Queen of Burbank once, and she thought she was hot shit. But no, you're Fetish Queen of the Universe.
I didn't win the title, but it was nice to be one of the contestants.
Oh, wow. Who are you competing against?
A lot of pro doms. I did a fashion show as my talent, and I had a really good time.
Oh, so it's like Miss Universe, but like you get to do your talents, and your talent was a... Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Fun. Like that. That's...
That is a talent.
Was there a swimsuit competition? Or?
There was not a swimsuit competition.
Oh, okay.
Although...
Was there a spanking competition?
No, it was really... the competitions was our talents, and, you know, we did a fashion show for... Passionelle Boutique was the other fashion show that we did, and we all modeled for them, and then everybody modeled for me.
Right.
And we had our talents, and we were graded on our talents and, you know, our stage presence and all that stuff. And it was a really fun experience.
Did you find people there, or did you ship in LA talent?
No, I used the Hedonism Resort dancers, which I've used before, because at the Kink events, in the past Caribbean events that I've done, I've used the same dancers from before. So the footage of that will eventually be on my YouTube page. I'm having it worked on as we speak. I'm actually
pixelated.
I'm revamping all of the Hillary's Vanity fashion show videos, and I'm going to re-release them all fabulously actually next month. I'm about halfway done with them, so.
You need a launch party.
Definitely is.
Talk to the Boulets.
Yeah. We could
Boulets? Boulets Schmoulets? You got nothing going on. Let's throw a party.
Let's throw a party.
You just have a band, and you're working, what, five jobs, and... You're my sidekick. You're my co-host. Let's throw a party.
Could do that.
Yeah.
We could have it at my warehouse.
That'd be fun.
The Boulets. I like the Boulets, but come on. They're not the only ones who can throw a party. We can throw a party.
Well, it's right in Hollywood. So.
Yeah, I know. It's a Hollywood thing. So this is what I was going to ask. I was going to ask you to critique Josie's style, but I fuck with her enough tonight. Tell me
in the office. Don't do that.
No, I fuck with you enough tonight. What am I doing right fashion-wise? What am I doing wrong? Help me out. Because you always look fabulous. Matter of fact, before you go into that, you know that picture that we took at the V Society where I've got the monocle?
Yes.
Every time I post that as my profile picture on Facebook, people go nuts. Any picture I have with you that I post as my profile picture, people go nuts. When I post the picture that we were just standing around in casual shorts at the Sunset Strip Music Festival, people go nuts. My father, I talked to my father last week. He said, you know that picture you got on Facebook? You should have it made into an 8x10. That was the picture of me and you.
Yeah, that was steampunk night at Parrish's party.
Right. But so,
the V Society.
So other than standing next to you, what am I doing right and what could I improve on?
Well,
do we have enough time?
I didn't ask you. I asked the fashion designer who always looks fabulous.
I think that you dress very well for a plus-size man. I hands down, one of the best-dressed plus-size men I know.
Thank you. I am wearing a $10 tie, but yeah.
My biggest critique is that when you're wearing your gloves, you touch your face and you smear your white makeup, and then you have spots on your face from when you touch your face.
Okay.
And that you should have like a little mirror that you carry around and like check it and fix it.
Ah, that's a good idea.
So you don't have like polka dots going on.
Do I have polka dots going on?
Sometimes. A little bit.
Sometimes there's a little train track going on.
Train track? What's going on with... Everybody tells me it's my makeup looks fabulous. What are you talking about? No, seriously.
Well,
I'm here to critique, so I'm going to
be honest with
you. Yes. And that's it. I mean, but I mean, as far as the clothes
look
good.
The picture of you on your website is stunning. Like, that is by far the best picture of you I've ever seen.
Is that the dark Mark Show picture? Yeah. It was good. I like that. And,
I also like the ones when you're wearing my clothes, of course. But
yes, and there'll be a lot of those. You know what's funny about the tie that I have here, the PVC tie? I had this, and I had a show, a big show, and I remember I bought it the night before the show, and I couldn't get it on, and I was just I kept trying to get it on, and I couldn't get it on, and my girlfriend at the time told me, "You got to put baby powder on it."
Mm-hmm.
That's the secret. You could have
called me. I would have told you.
Well, it's funny because I was like, I remember I ran into you like the next week, like, God damn it, I couldn't get the fucking tie on. You're like, well,
I apologize. I didn't tell you at the time that you purchased it, but that particular vanity vendor's was incredibly hectic.
Yeah, by the
way, there's a lot of people there.
By the way, when you go to the Vanity Vendors, and Vanity Vendors is quite
this
the party,
Saturday,
as all of you know. The Vanity Punch
is awesome.
Are you going to divulge the secret recipe?
No, I'm not going to divulge the secret recipe, the Vanity Punch is alcoholic, is for free, and is very fun.
You have to be 21 and over.
Yes, you do have to be 21 and older. Yeah. But it is an all-age event. I always tell everybody it's PG-13. If you're comfortable with the level of nudity on my website, the pictures on the walls are the same as the pictures on the website, which means there are a lot of girls in pasties.
So basically, if your 13-year-old's masturbating already, then they can come.
As long as the parents are comfortable with it, and I'm not going to get flack from parents, cool with it. If you're comfortable, I'm comfortable. But I do have to put a PG-13 warning on it because of the pictures on the walls.
I think if the parents are there, they're probably cool with it.
Most gothic parents are comfortable with it, or parents of gothic people, but, you know, others who may wander.
But you know who was... You know what was the best Vanity Vendors of all time? Hey, how you doing? I know, just some. You're the next show, right? What's your show? I don't even know. It's the Dark Mark Show. You're gonna have to get used to this every week. It's gonna be nuts like this every week.
My show is just insanity like yours, except we're not dressed up.
Oh, okay. It's casual insanity coming up next.
Yeah, well, we get naked.
All right.
Hey, I look forward to hearing the show.
Hi.
Hey, come on in. Hey, you come on in. It's the Dark Mark Show. It's the premiere episode. And I don't know you.
Nestor Rodriguez.
Nestor, I know I've worked with you before.
Yeah.
We've done comedy.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to the show? This is fucking crazy. I've worked with you before. Yeah. I have worked with you before doing stand-up.
I'm so sorry. I thought you guys were just hanging out. We can leave.
No, come on in, Nestor. Go ahead. No, this is Hillary.
Hi.
Hillary.
Hillary of Hillary's
You
family.
See all these fabulous clothes here?
I love the clothes.
Hillary designed them. And
really?
And that's Josie Cat.
Josie Cat, what's up, baby?
Hello.
And I haven't seen Nestor in years, but he's a very funny comic. We've done shows together.
He performed the last time in San Diego.
Comedy show. I remember, yeah.
We need outfits.
Huh?
We need outfits.
You do.
Let me tell you where you can hook up the outfits. It's a good thing.
Hold on a second.
Vanity.
This
weekend.
Right here, come here.
This weekend you could be hooked up.
Come on in, RVCA.
Look, he needs more than an outfit.
Well, first off, he needs a jock strap. You gotta put that in check, all right?
Like, what is this? What's wrong? Like, what is this shit?
I mean, well, other than the fact that your penis is 3 inches long, there is nothing wrong. And we can all see.
I use a metric system.
No, but I'm saying, he's have some cohesiveness.
I didn't know inches was in the metric system. I had no idea. But yeah, hey. This is the dark.
First of all, these were a gift from a New York fashion designer. They're $100 designer.
Get the fuck out of here. You see these people here?
The New York fashion designers in Chinatown.
This guy went down to Marshall's.
Yeah.
This was on the. But when it's on sale at
There's
Marshall's, that's when you know.
The look, right?
You know, next week we're going to bust in on his show and start shit with him.
Someone's
grandfather.
Thank you.
Is that what she said? You said his grandfather?
Nestor, you want to get some good clothes like this? You go to Vanity Vendors. Hillary's Vanity. She's having an open house at her warehouse in Northridge.
Chatsworth.
Northridge, Chatsworth.
She was born in Northridge.
You were born in Northridge. You moved to Chatsworth. Go to Chatsworth. Go to hillarysvanity.com. They got men's sizes small to my size, which is a big fucking size. Even bigger. Mm. And so... You can get nice vests like this. Look at that. Look at that. Nice. It's cool stuff.
Nice.
You got girlfriends.
Look like a rock star.
You got girlfriends. I think Nestor, you got married, right? Yeah, I don't know.
20.
If he, huh?
20 years.
I know. Yeah, you're married. Yeah. Get your wife something nice like this. Wouldn't you like your wife to look like this?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I'll give you a flyer before we leave.
Actually, yeah, I would.
No, but I mean, wouldn't you like to dress her in like a nice dress like this or one of these dresses
actually,
over here?
Yes.
Nice hat. Look at that.
Actually, yes. I like it.
So anyway,
now you know why I got the grandfather look. You know what I mean?
It's all clear.
makes sense.
It's okay. But anyway, Nestor, we're gonna wrap up the show. We got about 10 minutes. So
yeah, no worries.
But we're gonna bust it on your show next week. All right. That's the next show here at Skid Row Studios. They thought we were just a bunch of I don't know what they thought we were. Somebody let in I don't know what they thought they were. Somebody got bit by vampires and they took over the studio. I don't know what he was thinking, but Nestor's actually a very funny comic and he's got a good show. You should check it out. And like, it's funny because all these people that have shows here, like I know I've worked with it's crazy. I think I found a home. It's crazy.
I think so.
I think we found a home. I know today's show was a little scattered, a little weird.
Well, it's the first one.
It's the first one and it was a fashion show. It, apparently mute models, but we have fashions and
the headphones stopped working.
Huh?
Stopped working.
Oh, you have to... Is the red button pressed?
Yeah, it's on. Oh. I'm trying to get my headphones over hats don't really work.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, it was a mission.
But anyway, so, but Hillary, we got, a few more. Yeah, you want to say something?
No.
Okay. This, trust me, weird things like this happen every freaking show we do. But Hillary, so Hillary's Vanity, you're doing the party this Saturday.
This Saturday from 11 to 5, Vanity Vendors.
Right.
It's PG-13.
So are you eventually going to be in the stores?
I am in stores. I'm in stores all over the world.
Such as?
Such as Gothic Renaissance in New York, Passionelle Boutique.
Right.
Lots of stores.
There's probably a list of stores on your website, right?
I don't have a list of stores on my website. None of them are in L.A., so that's why you guys don't know of them, but they're all over.
Yes, she is exclusive to L.A. But I remember the best Hillary's Vanity, and they're all good. You can't believe the fucking deals. That coat I wore, I couldn't even tell you the price. I'd be embarrassed to say how much that was. Let's just say it was within my budget. That's embarrassing enough. But
we're doing up to 75% off this Saturday. So
I'm telling you, next time. But the best one was your birthday. When was that? April,
but she
March?
Was great. She was going to host me. What was it, this week? For my photo shoot
right.
this weekend.
Yeah, what happened with that? What happened with that?
Well, my wardrobe came in, so.
Okay. So I was going to say, the best Hillary's Vanity I went to was the one where I actually performed at.
Yes, that performance was amazing.
We're
working on that video as well.
Well, I had to do stand-up at her show following everybody buying clothes. And then
And then Orpheus.
Orpheus set some girls on fire, if I recall correctly.
No, he didn't. He did a spanking thing.
Orpheus is going to be on the show. I already talked to him. He's going to be on the show. And also, didn't somebody do some pony training?
Mina Fatale did a pony training class.
So I had to follow a pony training class.
That's a hard act to follow.
And I brought another comedian who was supposed to bring the mic, which didn't work. And, nice guy, Ryan Tomo. And then, so I had to follow the pony training and that. And then, it was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
And then
we went to Bar Sinister, and it just was a blast.
It was. And see, this woman knows how to party. You both know how to party, and I can't believe you haven't
partied
together.
Partied all night. I saw her last Saturday.
Last Saturday? The Bar Sinister 15th anniversary?
I ended up at his party.
I was at his party.
What? What is going on?
Like 100 people literally ended up at my house after the Bar Sinister party.
Well, no wonder you're speechless.
He's still recovering.
Still recovering.
You saw Josie Cat waking up. I understand.
Wait, were you the one sleeping on the couch?
Is this the third time this has happened where you're like, oh, yeah, I was at your house this weekend? Nicole Six, you got this guy. Whose couch have you been sleeping on, Josie? Except
that
for mine.
Does not happen. It was a very long day.
Oh. Anyway.
I started in the afternoon at another party and then Bar Sinister and a photo shoot for the band. It was just one of those days.
It was a typical Josie Cat Saturday night. Most people watch cartoons. She's partying at one party and go to another party and go to another party.
It's a typical Saturday night.
I know.
What can you say?
But you do.
We're not in the Midwest.
We're LA girls.
Apparently not. I'm looking around
it's
the room. Valley girls know how to party. But anyway, so Hillary, you're the love of my life. You're my future ex-wife. You know that.
I know.
We're going to get married. We're going to get divorced.
Way.
No way. You're not. You don't see yourself.
Lifetime.
You don't see yourself getting married and having little dark marks running around.
No.
Okay. But
she just threw up in her mouth.
I did not.
No,
I love him in a different way.
Well, as I hang myself with the Hillary's Vanity tie, Hillary, one more time for the people. Where can they find you?
www.hillarysvanity.com and on Facebook, look up Vanity Vendors. We're having our event this Saturday from 11 to 5 at the Warehouse, 21612 Morella Avenue, Chatsworth, California, 91311.
And if you've been to a goth or fetish club in the last month, you've gotten the flyer.
Oh, yeah. I have been outside flyering and everything.
If you go to Dark Mark Show on Facebook, Dark Mark Show on Twitter, Dark Mark on Instagram, Dark Mark Show on Tumblr, you will get the website
link.
I get the point. I was just going to give out your website, but fuck you, Josie. So, Josie, how can people get a hold of you?
Just Google me, Josi Kat, K-A-T.
Yes.
Find my website.
Yes. I've been hanging out with Josie Kat so long that actually this week I said the phrase K's and Kat.
What? No one got that.
Kat doesn't start with K. It starts with C. I was reading back letters. I was like, B's and boy, K's and cats.
Okay.
We're models. You have to say it a little slow again.
K.
As in cat.
As in.
Okay.
Cat.
Yeah, I'm cute. I
have to think. Josie, you know what time it is?
Spank train.
It's the spank train. You guys can participate if you want. You don't have to, but Hillary has
to. It's fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Dark Mark Show. We will be live Skid Row Studios every week. Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you for
having me. Thank you, models. Thank you, hot girls and hot guys. Now it's time for the spank train. And stay tuned.
To the front. The front of the train. Oh, they're all running.
No, we're going to be in the front.
We're all winding up.
Please, yes. darkmarkshow.com. And we're glad to be at Skid Row Studios. And have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody.
And spank. We'll be right back.